חבר שבין עולם לחבר אין יום כיפור מחפה שיפאי סנו. ושתמחה מסל זוס, ובאמס הסתייס של המשנו, אין יום בכיפורים, זה זה משנה יומו, מחפה אבר שבין עולם לעמוקוין, ומזור, אבר שבין עולם לעמוקוין, יום כיפור מחפה, אבר שבין עולם לחברוי, אין יום הכיפור מחפה. אבר שבין עולם לחברוי, יום הכיפור זה לא מחפה רבי סן. She rats as Chaveiro until you rats your friend. Until you rats your friend. Unbelievable Zach. You go through Yom Kippur. The holiest of days. Which Mechav, according to Rebbe, is meaning Mechav without Tshuva. But not, is in Yohani, Bein Olam L'Chaveiro, Rabbi Yisrael. Bein Olam L'Chaveiro is not Mechav. As Zu Dor, Shabu Lazar, Ben Azariah, continues the mission, Mikol Chatoi Seichem, L'Fnei Hashem Titoru. It says, Es Kol Chatoi Seichem, Mutar from Hashem. אבער שבין אלע מאכן מיר קיבן מחאב אס קוך אַ טויס יחן אבער שבין אלע מחאב אין יום קיבן מחאב אס יראט אס חבייב זי ביטוי שוס מקוך אַ טויס יחן אז דער צייט פון נער שם טיטור וואס פון נער שם יש ביטער אויף נער בין אלע מחאב it doesn't help a place and the president who wanted to go to Yom Kippur and he's looking for that Tyra But he has been on the chaveiro that he's not been keeping in the right way. He's a chmol, it's not matar. Omer Rav Akiva, Ashreichem Yisrael, the miyata matar. The Mishnah continues, Ashreichem Yisrael, lift the miyata matarim, mi matar eschem. Mishnah Bashamayim, Shadam is Rak Nalechem. Interesting hemshech of the Mishnah for what we just learned about Yisrael. So the Maisa, the Tzlach, says Pshat, that the Pshat is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgives the sins of Klal Yisrael because we're His Bonim. That's why Hashem forgives our sins. Hashem is a special Nachmanis, to Rachim Ava Bonim, mainly He forgives our sins, that's the Pnei Hashem. But one of the yisodes of being his kid children, I feel that we're all his children. Not just like the Tzlach, not just we're his children. Everybody's his children. All B'nai Yisrael's children. If they meet Atem Etami Yitzhar Esra, Avicham Shabbat Shemayim, it's okay, everybody. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes very, very... takes very, very, very serious the union of that we have to miratz our friend. But more than that, that we're called Bonim, as you realize everybody's called Bonim. I'd come in and he's also called the Ben. But if he's not called the Ben, then you don't treat him like a Ben of Hashem. You don't treat him in the right way. So then, the chassar on your part of Hashem. So may the... The kaporas of the Bem is going together. I said once to Rav Shayom HaKippurim, the two kaporas go together, not two individual kaporas. The two kaporas stand side by side. Because the ability to mechaper on the Bein Olam Lamokoyim is because the Kodesh Vazman Rachim Achmon is on us. But they meet at the Metav, they vicham Shabbat Shemayim, but he's avicham Shabbat Shemayim, but he's avicham. And I kind of we realize that, so that means we have to realize that he's the off. From all of them, we're all one family. And therefore, I count that we Maratza, we remain a family, we remain united, we remain in one. So it's good. But if Chas V'Sholom, it's not that way. So it's a big period. But the Yisoid, Rabbi Yisai, that Yom HaKippurim is the Yom that the Kodesh Baruch Hu wants us to be united. He wants us to be in a matzah of achdus. We once said Pshat, Rabbi said it's chutz from the fact that Hamoch the Kodesh Baruch Hu Yom Kippur is also Yom Kabbalah's Torah. Just like by Kabbalah's Luchas HaRishonos, it was a massive Kish Echod, Belev Echod, so to Yom Kippur is there Hanbin of Kabbalah's HaTorah Mechodosh, the Kabbalah's Luchas Shniyos, Yom Slich V'Chapor, just like the Gatslich V'Chapor then, so to Gatslich V'Chapor now. But the Yisoid is, how was the Slich V'Chapor Hashem gave us the Torah again? The Torah could only be given to Achdus. Is it made of the Matthias of Yom Kippur always remained that day of complete afters of Klai Yisrael because it was a Nocha Kabbalah of Torah. And that's what Yom Kippur is. It's an Ayah Kabbalah of Torah. To cling to the Torah. To adhere to the Torah. And that has to come with Gedal Nechabayim. Well, the Ma'isur, Rabbi Yisai, we have to realize how chomer it is. Because Baruch Hu revealed, he wants so much that the Klai Yisrael should be achdus, and how much period, how much strife, and how much discord that Kodesh Baruch Hu has for people that Chas V'Shalom don't deal kind with others and don't get the pius. Chazal give halachas and Shulchan Aruch. How much we have to go, to what extent you have to go three times to get mechila, Rabbi Yisrael. People sometimes, you know, the way they ask mechila from others on Yom Kippur, it sometimes doesn't suffice. It's a bit more robotic. Mochu, 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 and they go around ask mechila of each other. And that's not the point. The Kodesh Baruch Hu wants to appease. And the way the Shulchan Aruch brings down, we have to appease. We have to make sure the person really is meichel us. That no one's harboring inside of their goof any bad feelings towards us. That's really the yisoid, and to make sure that there's complete achdus amongst Klal Yisrael. And then we can really be the avich, the bonim to avichim shebashamayim. The Kodesh Baruch Hu was so medactic of Yisai. In Bi'olam Lachaveiroi, when a person stares at somebody else, a person doesn't realize how much of Kodesh Baruch Hu is medactic. He brings the mice over here with the Chofetz Chaim. There was a lot of tragedy was happening recently, and they went to the Baron Leib. He brings the Baron Leib said that we have to mechazem el mechaveir. Then he went over to the Baron Leib and told the story, unbelievable story. The name of the Chofetz Chaim. There's a widow who had, she had fallen behind on her payments. 1 month paid, another month paid, but the widow wasn't able to pay. So the landlord asked for the money. She didn't have the money. The next month it happened again. This time the landlord was less patient. He demanded all the money for the widow, and he threatened that if she didn't pay, that's it, he's throwing her out of the house already. The kids, she said she has nowhere to go, and this, it fell on deaf ears, and the landlord stormed into anger. Another month came, and he didn't get the money. The landlord came banging the door, and he wanted the money. She cried bitterly again, have mercy. So he came the next day and he took off the roof of the house. He took off the roof where the widow was staying. But why she left, broken along. The Chofetz Chaim heard about the incident. But why you have to understand what the guy's supposed to do? You have to know, you go with Dayan, you have a bonnet, maybe they can gather money. There could have been a mistake another way, he could have done it. Don't state the Maisa with the Chofetz Chaim. The Maisa, he took the roof off the house. And obviously she left broken. Chofetz Chaim heard about the Maisa and he began to tremble. He said that the Ibn Yishlam is not allowed such a thing to happen. There's going to be repercussions somehow, some way. 20 years passed. The person says, you know, very nice. Nothing happened right away. 20 years passed. One day, this landlord's kid came down with a terrible sickness. They couldn't figure out by the symptoms what it is exactly. They had no cure for the illness. The disease ate away the guy's body, and the kid was nifted. Painful, horrible death. That was not all. The Chevra Kedisha was approached by the father and asked to bury the son. However, knowing of the dangers about this contagious disease that he had, the Chevra Kedisha refused to be involved in burying of the son. When he came back to the Chofetz Chaim, he said, clearly, I knew the Chofetz Chaim would not such an allow now to go unpunished. What? Unbelievable Zahra, but he said, Kala the Gemaisa. What was he supposed to do? He needed his rent. I don't know, maybe whatever it is, but Maisa, he was going tremendous star. He didn't get Bechila. The Maisa said, Vishal Gova, Rahmona, it's long, Lord, later. The person pays back very star. The person says, okay, Baruch Hashem, I walk out of Yom Kippur, I'll be okay, at least I'll get, even though, like I said, Rashi used to say over, I forgot from where, that the two kapparas go together, there's some connection between them. Peter Slach, it seems that way also, that if you're not, the Rahmanas you get from a Kodesh Baruch Hu being banned is only because you understand everybody's bond. But the Maisa, even if you get a kapparah, you walk out, Baruch Hashem, you're pure, you're clean, but you didn't patch up. You've been on the chaveru by side. You didn't patch up with your roommate, with your neighbor, with your chavrusas, with your this, with your that. Someone down the block, someone that you might have. You didn't patch that up, but you just let it slide. So the ma'aser, you have to realize by side is nish pashit. The Rosh Yeshiva used to say over an unbelievable chiddush by side, which perhaps I heard it from others afterwards also. That people is a big common mistake when asking mechila. And that is if people ask mechila, so they go over to guys and he asks, you know what? You know, last year I came in late at night. Woke up, got a little bit upset. Well, last week I came in and I made a little joke, and then got a little upset. So the guy, he says to the guy, you know, I feel bad. You know, emotionally. The guy says, don't worry about it. Don't worry. It's okay. It's this, that. I don't know if he says okay, but he says, you know what? Don't worry. It's nothing. It's this. That's so partial, but he said, you need to be moichel prepared, even though you might feel that. It was, first of all, a lot of times the guy was sliding, but he doesn't want to admit to it that he was sliding, because, you know, it's like the guy doesn't want to ask directions. You know, me be sliding, I'm the most guy, I never get sliding, but he tells you were hurt. You were hurt, but you don't want to admit you were hurt, because you're, you know, the guy. So you don't tell the guy you were hurt, you don't give him a chid, just say it's okay, nothing really, you know, nothing really happened, it wasn't so bad. Kids, Ben Bechais, the unbelievable chidish, you know what he says? Asara harugi malchus. Everybody know this word. We're laying on Yom Kippur, boys. Asara harugi malchus. We laying on Yom Kippur. We read in El Eskara. Asara, but twice a year we say it. Tisha B'Av. Asara harugi malchus, boys. You know what says over there? That they were a kapara for the mice of the Bechiras Yosef, because Yosef was sold into slavery by his brothers. That to be a kapara of the Asura Rugi Mal. You look at the Asura Rugi Mal, it's low yom ki yisimra boysa. But the Madrega of the Shvat was so great, and because they did this mice with Yosef, so everybody asked the question of Ben Al-Chayim, who he points this out, that it came because of this. The mice in Pajma Yechid, they asked Mechila from him. But he said, if you look carefully, he never said he's Moichel. He said, nah, Hashem is Ashkocha. He never said the word that a Moichel. And therefore, Rahman Tlan, therefore, a person comes over to you, say, I'm moichel you. I'm really moichel lecha, Rabbi Yisrael. And we don't realize that the difference between not for now, the power of giving mechila to someone, even if he did slightly, if he mevata, midoisa, Rabbi Yisrael, an unbelievable zar, Rabbi Yisrael. I'll just read you just a small story, and I'm going to end with this, Rabbi Yisrael. An unbelievable maisa, the power of being mevata also, Rabbi Yisrael. Avadi, you have to be honest about yourself. If you really want to be mevata, people will say that mevata is really not. The maisa, we always say over with Rabbi. There's a maisa with the Eliel Lopia. The bacher once came over to me and said over, so he came to the mashkiach, and he heard him one time. He said some words to him. And the bachers came over to me and said, I have this machil, I said something. So Eliel Lopia said, I'm boichu right away. He said, give me a couple of days. I have to think about it, get out of it. And a couple of days later, he called him over and said, I'm boichu. But the koyach of boy said, to be mevatra, to be.
Before Yom Kippur.
Right, before Yom Kippur. So he says, he tells a story over here about this guy who was a successful businessman in Flatbush. He got off the phone with this guy, his good friend, his former good friend, Ellie. He admitted that he had scammed this guy, Dovi. He scammed him totally. He lost his entire savings. So this guy, Dovi, was absolutely devastated. And Mamish going crazy over this guy. This guy, Mamish, not only he did it, he called him up to tell him that maybe he tried to do it for good reason, but Mamish said, he had scammed him and took away everything, but he had nothing. He was going crazy, and he was thinking in the living room to take his friend, Mamish, to the police because he had scammed him. Bekitza, he Mamish moved his life. So Bekitza that day, he's going back and forth when he saw a Tzala ambulance pulling out of the neighbor. Tzala ambulance pulling out. So he walked out. They were going through a terrible deal. The mother of this lady, of the guy next door, was going to Chmosa. She had cancer. And she was dying. And they saw her wheeling her out. So he ran out all of a sudden with the Tzala camera. He saw the kids waiting behind. They know what to do. So he offered to drive the kids. Father just went into the camp. Tzala camera. He drove the kids. Meanwhile, the father and the kids were in the room. The father was pacing, trying to find out what was happening. And this guy, dude, was sitting with the kids, and we asked him all types of questions with their mother. Kids, the doctor comes out, and he whispers something to the father. And the kids, he whispered, there's only a few days left. And Lamaisa, obviously the father was devastated. So Lamaisa, the father asked this guy, Dubi, if he could take the kids home, and he couldn't handle the thing. And Lamaisa, he said goodbye and took the kids home. The Maisa, he knew how to be strong, but obviously his good friend, his neighbor here, his wife was dying, the little son. So when he came to his house, he had to listen to the kids' questions a little bit, he tried to assure them. Now the Maisa, his mamish came to a matzah of mamish tears. He had to see this little kindler, where mamish, the mother was dying, and he mamish couldn't take it. So the Maisa, he started to cry. He stopped. And he thought about everything that happened. He lost all his savings. Now everything's happy with his friend. The kids, and he said to the Rebbe, let's make a deal. Ich bin ein Meuchel, du soll sein Meuchel sein. Rebbe, I'll be Meuchel, and you will be Meuchel. And forgive his family and let them win. The kids, he did the cry. Nice, a week later, this wife came home, clean bill of health, and asked. The power of Vitor, by the side. We once said, Oh, Chaim Shalevitz's heart, the power of Vitor, by the side. You don't realize. So there's both aspects you have to realize tonight. One aspect is, you got to ask Mechila, the guy has to be Mechel the path. But the Shapur writes a Klar, a person shouldn't be animate to say not to be Mechel, by the side. Should try to be Mechel. Obviously, the guy heard it very stark. That, but a person doesn't realize the koyach of Vitor, but say, you are says called Amar Al Midosav, Avin Al Kol Mepshoev, and even if you were Poshaya against the Kodesh Baruch Hu, you're Amar Al Midosav. So the Gemara is Mavirin, you were Poshaya against Hashem. A person doesn't realize the koyach of Vitor. So both aspects we have to, on the Yisoyis of Boy side, that we should be able to come into Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur in a matter of total achdus. Hein mitzad the asker. That he has asked for forgiveness. Amy said the one who's giving the forgiveness, they forgive each other. But Emes, he's mighty from his lathe, the tina, the anger that he has, to work on it. Obviously, the Eiz Hashem together, they perform a merit of achdus. That the Eiz Hashem together, which have Emes a kabbalas, all Malch Shemayim a kabbalas a Torah, and be zero to a Yom Kippur, a shleimus Yom Kippur. I say, not only kaparas avoynos, but kaparas also Ashreichem Yisrael. Yeah, kapora for the Binan Chaveh Rabbi Sai, which we tafkidin so desperately every day.